Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of Sports Jersey Dispatch, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place to find all things great in sports history according to the jersey numbers. And we have a sports break here for July 31st, and we have quite a few jersey numbers we're going to be talking about. You can find them all listed on jerseydispatch.com under this July 31st post. July 31st, 1930, the New York Yankees first baseman Lou Gehrig, eventually, who wore number 4, drove in 8 runs with a grand slam and 2 doubles in a 14-13 win over the rival Boston Red Sox. July 31st, 1954, Milwaukee's first baseman Joe Adcock, number 9 on his jersey, became only the third player in the 20th century to hit 4 home runs in a 9-inning game. Lou Gehrig and Gil Hodges, number 14, were the other ones to do it, and it was a 15-7 Braves victory over the Brooklyn Dodgers at Ebbets Field that day in 1954. And Adcock's day was so good that he finished the game with an MLB record of 18 total bases that day. In July 31st, 1963, Cleveland Indians tied the record of 4 consecutive home runs as they beat the California Angels 9-5. Woody Held, number 12, Pedro Ramos, number 35, Tito Francona, number 24, and Larry Brown, number 16, all drove balls deep over the wall off of Paul Foitak, number 21, who pitched in the 6th inning. July 31st, 1972, Chicago infielder Dick Allen, number 15, became only the 7th player in Major League Baseball history to hit 2 inside-the-park home runs in a single game. Both wall bombs were off of Burt Blyleven in an 8-1 White Sox win over the Minnesota Twins that day. And on July 31st, 1978, the Cincinnati Reds star infielder Pete Rose, wearing number 14, singled off Atlanta's Phil Niekro, who wore 35 that day, to extend his hitting streak to 44 games as the Reds edged the Braves 3-2. With that hit, Rose tied Willie Keeler's 81-year-old National League record. July 31st, 1983, Brooks Robinson, who wore number 5, Juan Marichal, number 27, George Kell, a longtime number 1, 7, and 21 in his jerseys, and Walt Alston, number 21, were all inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. July 31st, 1987, Baltimore first baseman Eddie Murray, who wore number 33, hit his 299th and 300th career home runs to lead the Orioles to an 8-4 victory over the Texas Rangers. In July 31st, 1988, Oakland A's designated hitter Jose Canseco, who wore number 33, crushed 2 home runs off of Scott Bankhead, number 15, in the A's 6-2 win over the Seattle Mariners. With these, Canseco became the first MLB player to hit at least 30 or more home runs in his first 3 years in the majors. In July 31st, 1988, the Pittsburgh Pirates first baseman, left fielder, and 7-time All-Star Willie Stargell, wearing number 8, became the 200th man inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. July 31st, 1989, the Minnesota Twins traded American League Cy Young Award winner Frank Viola to the New York Mets. Viola wore number 26 with the Mets that year and number 16 while he was with the Twins. In July 31st, 1990, the Texas Rangers pitcher, the great Nolan Ryan, number 34, recorded his 300th career victory, an 11-3 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. It was the 20th Major League Baseball pitcher, was Ryan, to reach that milestone of 300 victories. In July 31st, 1993, Toronto Blue Jays obtained the future Baseball Hall of Fame outfield sensation Ricky Henderson, who wore number 14 and 24 from Oakland, in exchange for minor leaguer Steve Kersey, number 50, and Jose Herrera. July 31st, 1994, Baseball Hall of Fame inducts New York Yankees shortstop Phil Rizzuto, number 10, and Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Steve Carlton, who wore number 32. July 31st, 1997, Oakland A's first baseman Mark McGwire, number 25, became the MLB's top home run hitter to be traded in the middle of a season when he moved from Oakland to the St. Louis Cardinals. He had 34 home runs and 81 RBIs at the time of that trade. In July 31st, 2007, the NBA's Boston Celtics obtained the rights of former MVP and 10-time All-Star player Kevin Garnett, who wore the uniform number 5 with the Celtics, in a 7-for-1 deal with the Minnesota Timberwolves. He was then the NBA's biggest trade ever for one player at that time. So that's what we have on our sports break today. Hope you enjoyed this history. You can check out more tomorrow and on sportshistorynetwork.com, jerseydispatch.com, and pigskindispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.